And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Yes, it's time again for Vic and Sade, brought to you by the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. But before we hear what's going on at the Gook home, let's switch to the famous Crisco Kitchens, where Ed Roberts is waiting to talk to us.
Well, you know, folks, I've always thought that the place to be when you're talking about food is in the kitchen. You betcha. And believe me, this Crisco kitchen here is the answer to anybody's dream. It's big and sunny and, there are some wonderful smells. Well, you know what's cooking over there on top of that big stove? It's apple fritters sizzling away in Crisco. Hear that sizzling sound? How about frying some apple fritters in Crisco for your family tonight? Gosh, Crisco certainly makes them crisp and golden brown. And say, do you know how easy to digest Crisco fried foods are? Why, you can even give them to the youngsters. Now, that's the wonderful part about frying in pure all-vegetable Crisco. Fried foods are as digestible as if baked or boiled. Why, the very Crisco you fry them in is digestible. You just ask your own doctor about that and see if he doesn't agree. Now, you take these apple fritters that are frying here right now. Golly, can't you imagine your family's face if you brought a platter full of them to the table tonight? And wouldn't you feel good knowing that frying them in pure all-vegetable Crisco meant everyone could pitch in, even the youngsters? Oh, I tell you, Crisco is what you want for frying. Why, you know, when I saw the cook spooning it out, it was so light and creamy, and it smelled so fresh and sweet. You see, there's no strong shortening taste, no strong odor to spoil the good flavor of those apple fritters, or anything else you fry. Why don't you try Crisco? Remember, it now comes to you in a new wartime package, in a handy paper-wrapped glass jar. Only the package is new, though. The Crisco inside is the same fine product that gives you fried foods full of flavor, light and easy digesting. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is seated in his easy chair reading some sort of brochure, while Sade, on the davenport, languidly scans the newspaper. And at length...
Is that another large catalog?
It's the thing that come in the yellow envelope the mailman left this afternoon.
Is it another large catalog?
Yes, after a manner of speaking.
Trying to sell you more junk, are they?
You speak with unwonted harshness, Dr. Speech.
Well, by golly, they'll gobble up a person's last nickel if you give them half a chance.
We still got a couple of nickels in reserve.
What's they got for sale this trip?
A sort of intangible commodity. Lodge headquarters, through some source or another, have acquired the rights to it.
Oh, that's Ruthie calling about 500.
Thought you girls had a definite date.
No, we left it up in the air. She had to wait and see how Fred felt this evening. Been kind of halfway off his speed.
Oh.
Hello? Yes, lady? Oh, finished supper half an hour ago. Got my dishes done besides. Uh-huh. Why, I bet we'd love to. No, I don't even have to ask the big muckety-muck. You scalawags come right on ahead. Oh, now listen. No, but he's forever doing that. Well, if he insists on being stubborn. All right. That crazy Fred says he's going to bring over ice cream or know the reason why.
Crazy is right.
What flavor you want?
Caramel.
Chocolate?
Caramel.
Vic is running around the room on one foot screaming and yelling for chocolate, Ruthie. Yes. Well, fine. Chocolate, then, if chocolate's agreeable with Fred. Yes, I guess I remember Fred's fond of chocolate flavor. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady. Goodbye.
Caramel.
Put your shoes on.
They're under my chair here. I'll grab them when sweet old lovable Fred arrives.
Now, don't you be short and sarcastic with Fred tonight. He's not quite up to snuff these last couple days. Ruthie said he sneezed 3 or 4 times in succession at the dinner table this noon.
How horrible.
Well, you just remember to be pleasant.
I will hold Fred to my breast and protect him from every wind that blows.
Not a single darn thing in the newspaper. Except for the little daily love story. It's just so much piffle.
Did you read the front page?
Yeah.
There are 1 or 2 items of interest to be found there.
What's the lodge trying to sell you this trip?
Honorary titles.
Oh?
Headquarters has somehow acquired possession of quite a list of them. And they're cheap. I may invest in a few.
What kind of titles?
Well, here we have... Member of the Board of Directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad.
I don't understand.
Oh, it's simple enough.
You'd be that?
For a fee, sure. Let's see, what is the fee? 35 cents.
You pay 35 cents?
Uh-huh.
And what do you get for it?
The privilege of calling myself by this title.
Well, why would you want to do that?
Oh, it'd be nice to adorn my business cards. Could be an asset in many ways. Suppose I wanted to impress somebody. I could tell them that, aside from being the head of the bookkeeping department at Plant 14 of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company, I also had the honor of being a member of the board of directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad.
Is there such a railroad?
Sure.
And for 35 cents paid into the lodge, you'd actually be on the board of directors?
Well, in a purely nominal way. I wouldn't, of course, go and attempt to establish myself as an executive. My power in the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad would be definitely limited.
Would you have any power at all?
Well, no.
Well, what a dandy red-hot way to spend 35 cents.
It's the impressiveness of it, Sadie. The glamour, if you will. You know what pride you take in being president of the Thimble Club.
But I am president of the Thimble Club.
So am I, a member of the board of directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad. If I pay my 35 cents.
Oh, ish.
I know it sounds a little fakey and feeble on the face of it, but in modern business and progressive civilization, there are wheels within wheels.
I'll say.
Well, I can see how my having a little like a title like that might rebound to your gratification.
Uh-huh.
Suppose you ladies are at somebody's house having a bang-up Thimble Club meeting, and Ma Epperot gets to bragging about her uncle or her nephew or somebody. As thick as grease and as poisonous as an adder, you can softly say, how nice for him. Did I ever tell you Mr. Gook is a member of the board of directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad?
I can see myself.
It's just possible. It's just possible. Here's a son of a gun of a title.
Hmm?
Ex-monarch of Prashunya and Baskadrill, Hulliver Island Group, Caribbean Sea.
King of something?
Ex-king of something.
Oh, now that's the limit.
It is a trifle extreme, yeah. If you had that on your calling card and got to showing it to people, there might be doubts and skepticism.
Yes.
Here's one with more reason to it. Lifetime honorary president of the Tom Bashaw Fine Arts College for Young Women, Dismal Seepage, Ohio.
Oh, college president. It'd look nice on your calling card.
$1.20.
Oh, worth every penny.
Here's a long baby. Member of the High Board of Executive Regents Inactive Pro Tempore. Two crosses, a plume, and a garter without portfolio for collisionary interstate trusteeships between Maine and Nebraska, Kentucky and Minnesota, Indiana and Texas, without recourse to recall and unconditionally vetoed notwithstanding.
That's all one title?
Uh-huh.
How much? $900?
10 cents.
My stars.
That's too wordy.
Yeah.
And for 6 bits, you can call yourself captain and manager of the Sick Valley Hotshot Girls Softball Team, all-time free-throw champions of the Slag Mountain League, Lower Swilly, Tennessee.
Oh.
And for $1.15...
Who can that be now?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Bluetooth is with Rush down at the YMCA.
Michigan, from Michigan, Michigan.
Yeah, I suppose. Hello? Oh, yes, lady. Oh, got slowed up, huh? Well, goodness, we're not impatient. Take your time. No, just sitting here talking. You're just this minute leaving the house? Well, dandy, but don't hurry yourself and get all out of breath. Just take your time. Sure. What? All right. Fred hollering again.
Carmel.
You run childishness into the ground.
I'm always a poor half.
Oh? Why, we decided on chocolate flavor, didn't we? I'm pretty sure we decided on chocolate flavor. Just a second. That absent-minded scalawag of a Fred went to work and forgot what flavor ice cream we decided on.
Caramel.
Chocolate, wasn't it?
Caramel.
Yes, chocolate, Ruthie. You bet. Well, we'll be here, so don't feel you have to run or anything. All righty, Ruthie. Goodbye. Caramel.
Hey, there's a chap in Yellow Jump, North Dakota that bought himself a dozen titles. Set him back 50 smacks. Listen to all the stuff he's got on his calling card. Edward King, 712 West Wood Street, Grape Hunch, Alabama. And here are the titles. Keeper, controller, warden, and manager of the Ohio State Home for Bald-Headed People.
Good.
Oh, that's only one. Supreme vested authority of the drowsier Minnesota Coal, Coke, and Lumber Company. Co-captain, left tackle, coach, and chief rubber of the lame Apollo football team, Shine, Kansas. Member of the Board of Directors of the West Virginia, Charleston, and Rapid Shuttle System. Member of the Board of Directors of the Overhead Cantilever Bridge, Bass, and Bluen Building. Surgeon-in-Chief of the Slusher Junction, Arkansas Bicycle Works. Indefatigable prime potentate.
That's all on one calling card.
Huh?
All that mess is on one little calling card?
Sure, and there's a half dozen more titles I haven't read.
What's the fella do?
How you mean?
What's the fella actually do in real life?
Oh, let's see. He tells her someplace.
Huh?
Oh, here we are. Edward King, holder of this impressive list of titles, carries a newspaper route as his regular business.
Oh, my.
He, of course, has gone a little too far with his titles. They won't wash. They're not plausible.
No, they're not.
But some of them are kind of appealing. I wouldn't mind having that railroad one, for instance. Victor R. Gook, member of the Board of Directors of the Salt Lake City, Southwestern Montana, and Pacific Deadline Railroad.
Mm.
Only costs 35 cents. And I rather fancy this one here about...
No one's ringing.
Most likely Smelly Clark.
Uh-huh.
No, but about these titles. For a dollar or so...
Hello? Well, maybe. Well, Hunter. Oh, you're at the drugstore. Well, I wondered. Oh? Oh, uh-huh. I see. Well, just a second. The drugstore is all out of chocolate flavor ice cream.
Caramel.
Strawberry?
Caramel.
I think Fred likes strawberry better than caramel.
Caramel?
He likes Tutti Frutti better than caramel, too. Shall I tell him to get Tutti Frutti?
Caramel.
Caramel, I guess, lady. Yes, caramel.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Now, here's an important government message with two different parts. Listen carefully, since one part may apply to you. First, to everybody in a district where there's a shortage of war workers, it's urgent that all non-defense workers immediately change over to war jobs. The hammer blows now being struck by our armies and their fighting allies require more and more war material. So, ladies, don't let our soldiers down. Urge every man you know to get a war job. Yes, and you can help, too. Entire new fields of war work are now open to women. For full information, visit your nearest United States Employment Service. The address is in your phone book. Now, if you don't live in a district where there's a shortage of war workers, don't move to one. You only intensify serious housing and transportation problems. You should train and study. Consult the United States Employment Service about free courses. Be ready for your war job when the country is ready for you. Thanks.
And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts speaking.
This program came to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.